You're listening to SBS News.
Georgina Poulter knows just how sick you can get from food poisoning. She fell ill with what she thought was an innocuous case of gastro after eating a chicken salad when out with friends.
I think I was in hospital for about 2 or 3 days until they sort of pumped me full of fluids again and got me back on my feet. But rather than getting better, I had a bit of a relapse. I started coming out and a rash and I had a temporary form of arthritis in my hips. Probably didn't really feel better for about 6 weeks. It was truly miserable, not feeling well at all for a long period of time.
Ms. Poulter's case is just one of the several million food poisoning cases in Australia each year, which results in an average of around 32,000 hospitalisations, 86 deaths and 1 million visits to doctors. New research from the Food Safety Information Council shows a lack of knowledge about how to safely prepare certain foods is leaving many Australians at risk of food poisoning. The council also says a third of all Australian households have at least one vulnerable person, such as pregnant women, young children and the elderly, at risk of severe illness or even death if they get food poisoning. Council spokeswoman Lydia Buchtman says food safety education is important.
We've got a good safe food supply in Australia, but even so, there's still 4.1 million cases of food poisoning each year. It's pretty important, quite a strain on the health system. At the moment, there's quite a low knowledge of food safety in the general community, and we want to bring that up.
The research also shows 70% of Australians don't know the safe cooking temperatures for foods that may contain salmonella, such as poultry and eggs, and 36% of Australians eat raw egg dishes. Ms. Buchtman suggests steps cooks, both amateurs and professionals, can take to change that.
Getting a meat thermometer to make sure you're cooking risky foods like sausages, hamburger patties and poultry to 75 degrees Celsius, and egg dishes, they need to be cooked to 72 degrees Celsius. It's very trendy to have raw egg dishes at the moment. You know, people like aioli or raw egg mayonnaise. But bear in mind that you can get really bad cases of food poisoning from raw eggs. They do come out of chicken's bottoms.
Salmonella, like measles, hepatitis and influenza, is classified in Australia as a notifiable disease. Diseases required by law to be reported to government authorities. The collation of that information allows authorities to monitor the disease and provide early warnings of possible outbreaks. Kathy Moyer is a food microbiologist with the National Science Agency, the CSIRO. She says there's four things people cooking at home should remember: clean, cook, chill, and separate.
So in the home, always clean the areas where you're going to be preparing and handling foods. Cook foods properly. Make sure the food is chilled properly. So if you've got leftovers, just wait till the steam comes off them and then pop them in the fridge and separate things like your raw meats. Keep them separate from ready-to-eat foods like salads.
Georgina Poulter says people shouldn't take food safety lightly.
I must admit, I'm a bit paranoid about these things and people laugh at me in terms of throwing food out that's even remotely close to its use by date, because yeah, it's just one of those things where it's lesson learned. We rely on other people to look after our food before it gets to us. Yeah, we certainly need to be more educated on those things.
A 2015 World Health Organization report estimated foodborne disease caused almost one third of deaths in children under five around the world. African and Southeast Asian regions experienced the highest rates. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.